August 6, 1928, how whatever is done in the fiat is source of divine life. Difference from the human works. How its light empties the soul of all passions. I continued my acts in the divine fiat, and while doing this, I thought to myself, what is the difference between doing good in the divine will, and doing good in the human will? And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, what is the difference? There is so much distance that you yourself cannot arrive at comprehending all the value contained in operating in my divine will. Operating in my fiat is life that the soul takes into herself. It is divine life, life with the fullness and the source of all goods. For each act done in my will, the soul encloses within her a life which is no beginning and no end. She encloses an act from which everything springs forth, founts that never exhaust. But what is it that springs forth? Continuous sanctity springs forth. Happiness, beauty, love, spring forth. All of the divine qualities are in the act of springing and growing continuously. If a soul could possess one act alone done in my will, and all the good works of all creatures of all centuries could be put together, they could never equal this single act done in my will, because it is life that reigns in this act, while in the other works done outside of my will there is no life, but a work without life. Imagine yourself doing some work, you put your work into it, not your life. Therefore, one who could possess or see that work, would possess or see your work, but not your life. Such are the human works, it is works that creatures do, not life that they put in their works. Therefore, they are subject to becoming stained, consumed and even lost. On the other hand, the love and the jealousy of my will for the work of the soul done in it is so great, that it places its very divine life in the middle of that work, as its center. Therefore, the soul who does all of her acts in it possesses as many divine lives for as many acts as she performs in my supreme fiat. She can be called the belicator and the populator of the divine life within the endless sea of my eternal volition. Therefore, as much as other creatures may do or sacrifice themselves, they can never please me if I do not see the life of my will flow within them. In fact, since their works are without life, the love that always loves, the sanctity that always grows, the beauty that is always embellished, the joy that always smiles are not in them. At most, they might be present in the act of their working, but as the work ends, the exercise of their life ends in the work, and not finding the continuation of their life within their work, I find no taste or pleasure, and I long for the soul who lives in my divine will in order to find her works full of divine lives that always love. These are not mute works, but speaking ones. And since they possess a divine will, they know how to speak about their Creator so well, that I take all pleasures in hearing them, and I remain with them with so much love, that it is impossible for me to separate. More so, since it is my very life that binds me to them with indissoluble bonds. Oh! If you knew how great the good is of having called you to live in my will, the prodigies, the infinite riches that you can enclose, the love with which your Jesus is drawn to love you, you would be more attentive and grateful, and you would yearn for my fiat to be known and to form its kingdom in the midst of creatures, because it alone will be the sower of divine life and creation. Then, I continued my abandonment in the fiat, and my mind wandered at the sight of its endlessness, of its light that invests everything, of its power that does everything, of its wisdom that orders and disposes everything. My poor and little mind wanted to take many things from that endless light and see, but could take nothing but drops. And what is more, with terms that were not human, but divine, which my little capacity is unable to reduce to words. But while I was immersed in that sea of light, my beloved Jesus, making himself seen within that light, told me, my daughter, my will is light, and the prerogative and virtue of its light is to empty of every passion a soul who lets herself be dominated by it. In fact, its light places itself within her as center, and with its heat and vivifying light gets rid of any human weight, and vivifies and converts everything into seed of light, forming the new life in the soul, with no seed of evil, wholly pure and holy, as she came out of our creative hands, in such a way that this fortunate creature cannot fear she may do harm to anyone. In fact, true light does harm to no one. On the contrary, it brings to all the good that my vivifying light contains. Nor can this creature fear she may receive any harm, because true light is untouchable by even the shadow of evil. Therefore, she has nothing to do but enjoy her fortune and spread the light that she possesses to all.